From too much information to perhaps too much regulation. A Blue Ribbon panel came up with a thick report yesterday concluding that government should ease up on Wall Street. To find out why and what's going to happen, we turn to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Welcome, David.
Good morning.
So what sparked this report and what's the problem that's been identified?
Well, a number of people on Wall Street and indeed in the U.S. Treasury are afraid that the U.S. is losing market share in one of its most important industries, finance. Basically, in 2000, half of all the initial public offerings, new shares of stock, were done in the U.S. Last year, it was only 5%. So this commission was set up to figure out if the problem is excessive regulation, too many lawsuits, too many rules are the cause of this problem.
Well, is it really a problem, or did they just start with a conclusion and try to reduce regulation as business always wants to do?
Oh, you're so cynical, John. There was, I think, a conclusion going in that there was a problem here, and they set out to prove it. It's a tough question whether is the U.S. losing market share because we're doing something wrong, or is the U.S. losing market share because, as we have been preaching, financial markets in the rest of the world, not only in London, but in Singapore and Hong Kong and Tokyo, are getting more mature, more efficient, and so more people are raising capital there.
This report is sort of a response to complaints from business about the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation that came after Enron to clamp down on business. Is this essentially an attempt to roll it back?
Not exactly. It's interesting. The committee said they don't want to change the Sarbanes-Oxley law itself, but they do want the regulators, like the Securities and Exchange Commission, to ease up on the way they're enforcing it. But they do have a number of recommendations that would amount to less aggressive law enforcement against corporate crooks because they think it's counterproductive.
And what about shareholders' rights?
In the report, they want to give shareholders in certain circumstances more power to undo things that their managements or boards of directors have done. One of the interesting things is they want shareholders to have a choice between taking matters to court, which is very expensive, or having some kind of arbitration, some out-of-court way of settling disputes between shareholders and management.
So is it likely these recommendations are going to get adopted?
A number of the things they're recommending are already in the works inside the SEC and other regulatory agencies. Those are likely to happen. It'll be a lot harder, particularly with Democrats in control of Congress, to get any of the laws changed.
David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
You're welcome.